Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now in the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to talk about the Packers draft picks from the Sports Information Solutions Football Rookie Handbook. He is Matt Manicharian. Matt, thanks a lot for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
All right, first things first, as we recap the weekend, let's go back to the first round and get your thoughts there on Rashawn Gary and Darnell Savage. Packers taking Gary at 12 and then trading up for Savage at 21.
Yeah, so really aggressive moves there by the Packers. Again, not anything like we've seen kind of the Packers of the past. This is clearly under new management. Rashawn Gary's a really interesting pick. As far as talent goes, his talent is probably top five, really. You know, you're talking about a guy who was the number one guy coming out of high school a few years ago. But at the same time, when you watch the film, he disappears at times. I think, you know, if you told me a year ago that his teammate would have gone ahead of him, I would have been really just surprised by that because of the physical tools that Rashawn Gary brings to the table. But, you know, so it's kind of the risk-reward there when you get somebody like that. The upside is ridiculous, but you know, there have been times when he's disappeared on the film. And then, you know, similar deal with Darnell Savage. For me, I tend to prioritize other positional value. They got what I think is going to be a really good box safety and kind of intermediate type cover safety rather than somebody that's really going to be playing back end. He's not going to be, you know, sitting back there in center field as much. I think he's more of a guy that's going to come down over the slot and cover for you there. So that's becoming more of a value in the NFL these days. I didn't think they needed to move up for him right there. But, you know, both of these players, I think you're seeing they have really high upsides in how if they work out and they hit on what these guys could be, then you'll be feeling really good about it. So it all depends on how they fit into that vision for Mike Pettine's system.
Do you really buy into the fact that they said the scheme could have been a problem for Rashawn Gary at Michigan? It allowed, what's the other linebacker, Minkowski, it allowed him to run free, it allowed Bush to do the things that he needed to do. So he sacrificed a lot in that scheme. Do you buy into that?
Oh, no, I don't buy that at all. I think that when you watch the film on him, it's not just a production thing with him. It's that you see he doesn't really have much in terms of a developed pass rush repertoire. You don't really see somebody that has a plan that seems like he's really put it together. You just see somebody that's kind of going off of their physical ability, kind of hot and cold motor. So the film is somewhat concerning in terms of what this player has been, regardless of the stats and the production. And for me, the real question is that just maybe it is the situation there. Maybe there's other things about the situation in Michigan that didn't suit him so well. But you've got to hope that now getting him into the new environment that you have really good reason to believe why he's going to be somebody. You know, this can turn out great when you bring somebody into a better environment than they've been in. But, you know, there's also the risk that it's not the environment, you know. In analytics, we say, you know, is this an alpha problem or a beta problem?
Yeah, I really like
I like VHS better, Leroy.
You know, I like. Well,
it was a joke. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm a beta guy, but I like Jace a lot. Sternberger, and I like Kiki. Now both of those guys play for, you know, a former Florida State coach, Jimbo Fisher. So I've seen these guys play. Now other guys, you didn't. It's hard to get an eye test on some of these other guys, especially when you get to later rounds. But I think the tight end position is something that we have been hearing that the Packers were looking at. And for some reason, they wanted a pass-catching tight end. People were saying that Jace is not a great blocker. Listen, I don't want him blocking. I want him going down the middle catching passes.
Yeah, you want a guy that's going to fit in with Aaron Rodgers. I couldn't agree with you more. This is a passing league right now. Passing is
Absolutely.
What wins football games. And when you got the best quarterback in the world, you want to get him some targets. This is a really interesting pick. Not a guy that's played a ton of football. Not a ton of film out there, but ridiculous athleticism. Had a huge year this past year at A&M. He's a receiver. I think he's ready-made. He's got the play speed, not just the time speed. You see it on the film and the athleticism there. So he's going to be a matchup nightmare. That's what you get with him. But, no, you're not going to line him up in line and expect him to block anybody. That's not what you're going for here. You're looking to spread teams out rather than pack them in with a player like this.
Now, two positions I thought that I was not real happy about, but listen, I don't have to agree agree with it because these guys put in 15, 16-hour days, but some of it is a head-scratcher. They did not address offensive line more. I know they got Jenkins, the center. I mean, I think he's played all five positions. But later in the rounds, I was hoping for them to address more offensive line because at the end of the day, Khalil Mack is right up the street, okay? And you have not addressed defending him. But also, I wanted them at some point to get, maybe it can be the Dexter guy, I don't know. They need a returner. They don't have a punt returner or a kick returner that they feel good about.
Yeah, I'm with you. And this is why I talk about positional value. And in terms of when you go and you trade up and you give up assets to get Darnell Savage there. Now, I'm not saying anything about that. You know, we all hope he's going to become a great player and be exactly what they were looking for. But at the same time, when you're going to – I played safety growing up, so I know what the value of a safety can be on the field. And I got news. It's not as much as a really good offensive tackle, and it's not as much as a really good pass rusher. Those guys just impact the play on a down-to-down basis, whether it's a pass or a run, at the point of attack a lot more often than somebody playing on the back end does. And the fact of the matter is there aren't that many really athletic 300 pounds out there. There are 200-pound guys that are really athletic. There are a lot of those guys out there, and that's why there are lots of running backs to choose from. And you can go get a Dexter Williams late, and you can kind of plug guys in there. But it's really hard to get an offensive tackle, an offensive guard, a center late in the draft that's going to be someone that's going to upgrade your team. I think Elgton Jenkins was an awesome pick. We had him rated as our third-rated center in the draft. We had a starting-level grade on him. We think he upgrades the offensive line right away. Fit him in at center, fit him in at guard, either way. Not going to be a top athlete. He doesn't have left tackle feet, but he's not going to play left tackle. But so you're doing things there. You can't address them all at once. But certainly when you choose to address that safety position earlier, you're deciding not to address one of those other positions. And I think you can find that you can fit in these kind of smaller guys later in the draft a lot more often than you can find big guys who are difference makers late.
Talk with Matt Manajerian of the Sports Information Solutions Football Rookie Handbook. One last thing. I think the key that we've seen over 3 days is this team is all about speed. They're all about drafting guys that run good 40s for their position. Would you agree with that?
Yep, I think they're trying to upgrade the team speed. There's no doubt about it, and I think rightfully so. In the modern NFL, this is a speed game more than ever. So I think it's not just time speed. You see it on the film with somebody like Sternberger. You see Rashawn Gary. His athleticism just jumps out at you. You know, I think definitely you look at Savage and how he runs, and that played a role in where he got drafted. But these are guys who are there where what they do, you know, you're not just seeing the number. You're actually seeing them back it up on the film. They have that sort of athleticism. So definitely trying to get faster, no doubt about it.
Matt, thanks so much for coming on, dude. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again
thanks,
in the future.
Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Matt Manajerian on the Great Manajerian. Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.